We should have a freestyle rap battle. I've been practicing on my stream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
What's up?
Welcome to the 12th ever offline TV podcast. I am your host. This guy is Toast, and yes, it rhymes. And no, we don't have to focus on the fact that it rhymes every time we do this.
We should have a freestyle rap battle between the member of offline TV. Who's with me?
I'll be the judge.
I'll be the water girl.
Who's with me?
Can I be the beatboxer?
Okay, so there's no one who wants to do it. Okay,
Lily, uncontested rapping champion.
Yep.
I've been practicing on my stream.
Today, we are joined by Yvonne. Say hello.
Hello.
So, Yvonne, what exactly would you say you do here?
Wow,
that is a very good
question. What the fuck did you do? All I see you is sit in your fucking ass and yell at me.
Hey, I don't need to hear from you, okay? I do the most for you, all right? I don't want to hear it, all right? Ben, you stop talking to me. Well, you see, I do a lot. Okay, moving on to Fed. Hey, what do you do here?
What do you do, Fed? Mm-hmm.
Fed is returning from a long trip.
Yes.
Where were you?
I was in Japan.
Yes.
And then I was in Australia.
Yes.
And then I was banned.
Yes.
And then I'm unbanned now.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm here now.
And yeah. Then you recently came back from where? An event?
Coachella?
Oh, yeah, I was at Coachella too. Yeah.
He's a raver boy now.
I'm not a raver boy.
He came home, he was just like showing me all these videos. Like, dude, this was so cool.
I never said
how was Coachella?
It was cool. I didn't get herpes, so don't worry. I didn't have any sexual intercourse with anyone or kiss anyone.
That means you did.
Or touch anyone.
Or touch anyone for that matter.
You didn't touch anybody?
No.
Life for sure.
I never...
So why'd you go to Coachella if you didn't touch anybody?
I paid to listen to music very loudly.
Seems like something you can do at the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, but you could do it with friends.
We can all huddle into a room, turn on Spotify, and listen to the brand new Taylor Swift single.
I went on a Brandon Urie rabbit hole, the person she collabs with on her latest single from Panic at the Disco.
Okay.
He's really good.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but Brandon Urie, I'm a fan. He apparently streams on Twitch too. He's really cool.
If we collab with him, we can meet Taylor Swift.
Please, can we please meet Taylor Swift one day? Is that possible?
I'm pretty sure it's possible.
Do you guys think you will eventually meet Taylor Swift?
No.
Like meet as in shake her hand?
Yes.
Like at a fan greet kind of meeting? Or
sure.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
So within your lifetime, you will meet Taylor Swift.
I will shake Taylor Swift's hand.
Wait, can I go with you?
I don't know if this is true, but someone in the chat says he follows Pokimane. So...
We know Pokimane!
We are Poki's friends. Through Pokimane, I think that we have a way to get towards Miss Swift. Miss Swift.
Okay, yes, we're please. Also joined by Lily Pichu.
What's up?
Lily Rapchu.
Yo.
Alright, so, Fed, any stories you want to tell from your long trips?
I mean, there's a lot of stories, but I think the big one was the time I got laid. Yeah. It didn't happen, sadly. I got banned for destruction of property. I mean, that's pretty out there.
Do you agree with Twitch's response?
Absolutely. I thought what I did was so fucked up. Sucks I didn't remember it. But I did drink way too much. And I don't think I'll ever do that ever again.
So. Are you taking steps to rectify your past misdeeds?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, won't ever let myself get to that level.
Are you atoning?
Toning?
Atoning.
Yes. I did the walk of shame for sure. So
we need to make him do a real walk of shame.
No.
Like the Game of Thrones naked body walk.
Shame.
Of shame.
Wait, I'm not there.
Shame.
Yet.
Shame.
Someone gets naked. Shame.
I feel like that basically happened, but via the internet, so...
He was exposing himself to the internet.
Fed needs to do the walk of
and
shame.
And the shame bell is the Twitch comments.
Yeah.
No spoilers. All right,
is there a bell emoji?
There is a bell emoji, yes.
All right, chat. Shame bell emoji.
Shame bell emoji.
Shame.
So between Coachella, Japan, and Australia, which would you say was your favorite leg of the trip?
Well, I mean, Japan's always cool, but I think this time around is probably the worst experience I have ever had. Like streaming wise.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Why was it?
So arigato, arigato.
Kamjatang.
Stop.
Well, there were I had a lot of things planned, but they didn't go exactly the way I wanted them to. To start, and then I think day two or three that like incident happened. So like it affected my mood, my everything. So like I felt like I was never really myself like the rest of the trip. So like, I mean, you guys know this, like if something is happening like in your head, like it's for sure gonna affect the stream.
Yeah.
So I just felt like I was like never fully myself.
Let me ask you, when you are in Japan, do you experience this phenomenon as white fetish? Like girls will talk to you because you're white. What are you two laughing about?
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No, it's not.
Dude, fetish?
That's certainly talked about. Hello? Did I experience it full force? Not really. I mean, at the club, like Japanese girls would for sure like look my way, but like, yeah, not really, dude. If I'm on the bus and like there's two empty seats next to me, no one will sit next to me. You know what I mean?
Have you learned any Japanese there?
Yeah.
Can we wait? Is this depending on how much you've learned, it may or may not be insulting.
No. I mean, I know.
Oh, we have a Japanese. Oh, we got the J pass here.
Yeah,
the J pass.
I know basic things like I will say like I want tea, so I'll say like the tea and like sumimasen, like please. Is it sumimasen?
Onegai smash.
Sure. No. I'm already fucking up. It's onegashimasu.
Yeah.
And then assuming my sentence like excuse me, like yeah. And then yeah, there's like other ways to say it, but I mean we don't have to go through it, you know. But I learned a lot this time around. Ooh. But yeah, Japan was by far the worst streaming experience I've had in a while, but it was really cool like hanging out with a lot of people. Like,
was the sushi good?
Dude, oh my god. I've never had sushi like melt in my mouth before. Like,
yeah, it's really
good. You can't find that anywhere in LA.
How was the McDonald's in Japan?
Oh, okay, well, yes,
you've never been to, but it's like, yeah.
How was the McDonald's there?
You ate McDonald's, I'm guessing.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It was great.
Was it at least special Japanese McDonald's?
No, not at all.
Wait, what? The same fucking... You didn't eat the stuff that they have?
What do you mean? I just had
have sashimi Big Macs instead of beef. It's sashimi.
I can't read the menu, dude. I don't know. I just like.
I'm pretty sure they have like blown up pictures for each.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, next time you guys should come to Japan too.
Yeah. Apparently, we can't go in the summer because it's too hot. So we have to wait till fall. So it's delayed to fall.
And then the fall, it's like we're not gonna go because Twitch can't. Blah, blah, blah. All right, let's wait till like next
week. Oh yeah. At this point. Okay, but fall, guys. Fall.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, but then and Coachella was cool and Australia was cool. Yeah,
is there big bugs? Is the rumors about Australia true?
Not at all. It's filled with bugs.
Wait, and what? Animals trying to kill you.
No,
drop bears.
No.
No,
I didn't meet a drop bear. It was really cool.
Did you meet a koala?
Yeah,
I love koalas.
Yeah,
did you pet? They kill humans. Do they?
Like people think koalas are cute, so they like pick them up into their base, and then they
just like tear you apart.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, koalas.
So just like Lily.
Yeah.
I hear kangaroos are pretty dangerous because they use their like tail to like push off and kick you in the stomach.
Dude, what?
Like clawed tail, like clawed legs.
Yeah. I feel like most wild animals are dangerous, yeah?
I went to the zoo and I expected the kangaroos to be out and about. Fucking, it was super exciting for me because like, Australian kangaroos, let's go. I go there, they're all sleeping. No one is fucking moving. I'm like, okay, all right.
Let's hear everyone's best Australian accent. Yvonne.
Wait, can I go last?
All right, Lily.
Good eye, mate. That's all I know.
Oh, piss off, you cunt.
Whoa!
Dude, you guys are so weird. I swear to God.
America.
Dude, in Australia, people say cunt like dude. It's fucking great.
They do, but I feel like it's like a culture.
It's very offensive to women.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Yvonne, you're a fucking beautiful person. I love you. Yeah. Great. You're a great human being.
I was ready for it.
Really?
My arm wasn't there.
I don't think you're ready for that.
Yeah, I was. Yvonne, Australian accent.
Hello, toast.
What the fuck? What was that? Holy shit. What the fuck? I can't do that. Oh my god. Holy shit. Yo, that was horrendous. Yo, that might be worse than my British accent. Goddamn.
Nothing's worse than your
British. Listen, mate. Listen, it's not that bad. No, sit down. All right, listen, chat. My accent's not that bad. Honestly.
Content.
Yeah, it did sound Irish, whatever. Sorry.
Accents are very difficult. There are entire voiceover classes dedicated to doing accents.
Moving on. So, in the streaming world, the topic everybody is talking about. League of Legends streamer TF Blade banned by Twitch for what they said was because he used the N-word.
He got unbanned though.
But upon closer inspection, he didn't use the N-word. He used the word idiot. But because he has a thick accent and he was kind of mumbling, Twitch thought it was the N-word, and they had it appealed. So they had like 10 staff members listen to the clip, mm-hmm. and even after then, they're like, you know, yep, that's the N-word. Keep him banned. But you know, let's lower his suspension from 30 days to 7 days. But it was the N-word, though. That's why they didn't lift the ban. So it was a very confusing series of events. But after 3 days, they unbanned him. But I don't think they've apologized yet. Nope. They just unbanned him.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think they'll apologize?
They have to apologize.
Really?
It's been too long. They have to apologize.
It's either they're going to apologize or they're not going to, and wait until it blows over and people forget about it and some other drama takes over within a week.
They have to apologize.
It was just stupid that it was kind of like 30-day ban and then not like we either unban him or keep it, but it's like, how about a 7-day ban?
That was the point where it's like, wait, you guys can't even stick by your own like punishment. I mean,
when you guys listened to the video, what did you guys hear?
I can understand why people would think it's that.
Yeah, I heard
depending on what I wanted to hear.
Dude, on my phone, I'd hear like, if I wasn't really trying to listen, I'd hear the N-word. Yeah. But like, if I like boost up the volume, put it next to my ear, and like, you know, I'd for sure hear idiots, you know?
Yeah, because you can hear that the sound. Like, there's multiple syllables compared to the N-word.
But like, you know he's not saying it, dude. There's no way.
Yeah, like, why would he say it is the question. And like, his reaction was so casual about it. Like, when PewDiePie dropped the N-word at PUBG, it was like, fuck, I should have said that kind of deal. Yeah. Like, he knows he was dropping the N-word. Mm-hmm. So like, his reaction and his like track record doesn't indicate he's someone who, you know what, better say the N-word.
I feel like Twitch could have easily like been like, oh, you know, we are very anti-racist. We thought we heard it, but we were wrong. We apologize. That's all it takes, you know? And okay, we understand you had good intentions, but you messed up. You own up to it. That's fine. But instead it was just, we're just going to ban you for 7 days instead of 30 because some of our staff heard the N-word. We're not sure. It's like, it just makes them seem very inconsistent. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think it's overall, like, if I was TF Blade, I'd be pretty happy. Because he's in the right in every single situation that like everyone will back him up. And sure, he loses 3 days of streaming, but like everyone's rallying to his support, checking out his stream when he gets unbanned. Not that I suggest mumbling words to try and get Twitch to ban you.
No.
But it was such a weird situation.
Yeah.
Very strange.
He's unbanned because of the outcry. Twitch still thinking he said it. Says inbred pasta in chat.
There's a lot of people vouching for him, though. Like, I feel like if there's that many people who heard idiots, it's kind of like, I don't feel like everyone just, I don't know. I guess it's kind
of
hard to say.
Do you think Twitch is becoming too much of a safe space?
I think it's more like they want to be advertiser friendly, right?
Advertiser.
That's what makes the most amount of money.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen all those ads in front of streams sometimes? Like, I click on a stream and I have to wait for it.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. remember when like you click on a stream and like you'd be able to just watch the stream? Now
I don't remember
fucking
those days.
Really? Holy shit.
So Twitch has been increasing the amount of ads they show.
I noticed.
They also changed their like how they serve ads so that certain ad blockers don't work anymore, but certain do. I'm not telling you which one.
Wait, can Google you like DM me those for real?
I'm actually paying for Turbo.
Oh.
For $8 a month just so I don't get ads on my phone anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they get you. And, you know, without going into too much private details, more streamers are playing ads, including myself. So ads are the future, but it's okay because if you sub to the channel, you shouldn't get ads with your Twitch Prime. But yeah, advertiser friendly.
Dude, it's so hard for me to justify playing ads because I feel like as opposed to you, like you have a break or like you just finish a game. Like for me, it's like, well, when do I play fucking ads?
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I never pee when I stream.
Do you take a shit?
Never.
What about a snack?
Hmm.
I never get snacks. I don't eat on stream.
Do you take a shit when you stream, Lily?
I don't think I've ever took a shit while I stream.
You've never taken a shit while you're streaming?
No. I don't take a shit, like, period. You know that.
Yvonne?
Girls don't poop. I mean,
do
yeah.
Do you
dude,
shoot?
For sure.
During
I drink coffee, you're telling me I'm not going to poop.
What do you do during the stream while you're pooping?
What? I just leave it there.
You just leave it there?
If I have to, like, go away for whatever reason, I'll play, like, elevator music.
Oh.
Make it a meme and, like, put my chair. And you put Timmy on top of it.
Because I play Hearthstone, what I do is I load up TeamViewer on my phone. So when I'm taking a shit, I'm still playing Hearthstone.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
And then my chat's like, oh my God, the chair is good. This way you maximize, you know, retention.
That's smart.
That's
yeah.
pretty funny,
I always appreciate it when like my friends are over or whatever. And then like, hey, can you like, you know, take over my stream for like 5 minutes? I have to go get food or whatever, etc.
Yeah. It's definitely a recent change in Twitch's attitude with how friendly they are to all spaces, all orientation, or races. Because in the past, we've seen streamer just drop the N-bomb in a very like aggressive manner.
Mm-hmm.
I think one example is Pantsar Dragon from the League of Legends community. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe Twitch took any action. Like, the community was like, hey, why are you dropping the N-bomb? Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah, that's such a long time ago. Holy shit. I remember that.
Yeah.
I think as time goes on, it just gets more and more, like, not okay. Because, like, back then, a lot of people back then actually just said it pretty casually.
I feel like that's for any platform, though. Yeah. Like, emerging platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, everything goes. It's cool. And then, like, gets more money, more advertisers.
Yeah.
It needs to be a lot more PR friendly, et cetera. It happens to every single platform.
Dude, I wonder where Twitch is going to be at in, like, 5-10 years.
Me too. I wonder if there will
even
be
like a year, dude. Like,
yeah, I feel like the space can change so fast in even a few months.
Scary.
Yeah, it's good news for us though, because we're very advertiser friendly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I totally don't drop the F bomb. Mm-hmm. Like,
don't swear.
I never swear.
I try not to swear. It's just such a bad habit.
Honestly, swearing is. Can be used as a comedic tool. That's the way I see it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. Comedic tool. Anyone?
Fuck is such a good word.
Okay.
Fuck me, man.
Nah.
Okay. Speaking of racial prejudice, Rick Fox, owner of Team Echo Fox in League of Legends, has recently announced he's stepping down because one of the investors also likes to drop the N-bomb, apparently, in business emails.
Oh, my God.
Was it actually the N-bomb, or just like racial?
I don't know if it was.
I think reading the articles, he's like used.
Doesn't he own? I'm confused. Doesn't he own Echo Fox?
He's probably a majority shareholder, but now.
Like, it's his brand, but like, there are investors. And apparently, like, the other shareholders didn't take action against this, like, racist, and that's what made him step down. It's like, why should I be here if we're gonna, you know, normalize and allow this behavior?
Yeah.
People really like saying the N-word is what I'm realizing
because
here.
It has so much power. Like, they know if they do it, I feel like they'll get a reaction no matter what.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful word. Can you think of any other word in the English language that's like has more impact than the N-word?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
There's words that get you down on Twitch.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What about the F word?
Yeah, the F word.
The other F word. Not the regular F word.
I sound like I'm like saying
the regular F word.
The F word and the N word? Guys, don't say it. Guys.
Yeah. Like, wait, I thought you could get banned for the R word, but like I've heard people say it so much.
The R word?
Yeah.
Banned.
Retard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, toss it in. Clip it. Destroy his career.
No, last podcast, we kept saying the word retard over and over again.
You said it again. Because
we were discussing Pepega. Pepega. But yeah, the R word, it's still like, I think normalized because Mo,
yeah,
he calls people the retard over and over again. Mm-hmm. So it's not there yet. But I agree, the other F word and then the N word are probably the diciest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd probably say
the R word. The N word is like, the worst. And the F word comes close. They're both pretty bad though.
I'm good.
You guys feel left out that you don't have like your own word?
I mean, the Asians have a word. Can I say the word?
What word is it?
The Asian word?
The Asian one?
Like the what Chinese does it start with?
The Chinese one?
The Chinese one?
I don't know. I'm Korean, bro.
That could be used in a sentence that's not
Asian one?
Oh, that's what they did for Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
What's the what? They did for
okay. I'm gonna use it in the normal context.
Okay.
So like, you know how knights wear armor, and sometimes the armor has a crack.
Okay.
Mm.
So you would say, "Oh, there's a chink in one's armor." And Jeremy Lin, who's an Asian basketball player, like one of the news TV programs, were like, "Oh yeah, Jeremy Lin got beat last night. Looks like there's a chink in his armor." And everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, that happened?
That happened.
Was it intentional, though?
Yeah.
I don't...
Wait, was he just being like, oh... Like, there are other ways you can say that, right?
Yeah, that's like probably the worst.
Too specific.
Yeah.
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 I don't know about that one.
I also remember when Sven said something, or you guys remember Sven Skaren?
Like when he was in Asia?
Yeah, yeah,
he said some stuff too.
But I mean, I think he's a completely different person now.
Like, it was the headline apparently. Okay, that was intentional. Yeah.
Have you guys experienced racism?
Oh, yeah. I think we all get, all Asians, I feel like, get their fair share in their childhood or wherever in the past.
Oh yeah, I could be hanging out with my friends and like, and then Lily could be like, "Hey, we should go see Coco. It's the movie of your people." Hey, Fed, let's go get some tacos.
I didn't say that.
That's very insensitive.
For sure
said that. All of you.
That's very insensitive.
Yeah.
It's,
like
funny. It's funny because like I don't actually think it's racist at all. Like I think it's fucking hilarious.
It's like one of those things where you can say to a friend.
I think it's different with friend groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have all made
so
jokes
different.
In private, and if we were to say our jokes in private, we'd be probably crucified on the internet. Isn't that right, Toast?
Toast
what?
Toast would be dead.
I don't say. I have never. So yeah, do you have any racist stories?
I mean, it's not really a racist story, but when I was a kid in elementary school, I had a black friend and he's like, "Say this word, hard R." In middle class. And I said it and I got suspended for 3 days. I never understood why. I was like, why can a word be that bad? I don't get it.
I thought, this is a long time ago, but people come up to me, the ching chong shit.
Ching chong.
But they're like they're doing the eye thing. Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Wow, that's pretty aggressive.
Dude, I remember.
That was like years
ago. Oh, then in middle school, I called this Mexican dude a Cocoa Puff.
Is that?
A Cocoa Puff?
Yeah.
Is that?
I'm not familiar with that racial epithet.
We're inventing
racism.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still don't understand it. I mean, he had no hair, so maybe he kind of looked like a Cocoa Puff, but like he was dark enough that he could like look like a Cocoa Puff. Anyways, I call him a Cocoa Puff because my friend told him to. I get a lot of trouble for saying what my friends tell me to do. God damn. Okay, anyways, I call him Cocoa Puff, and he comes and punches me off. Like I'm sitting on a 4-foot ledge. He punched, or not ledge, but like brick thing. He punches me and I fall off, hit the cement, and he just starts beating the shit out of me, like kicking me in the stomach, kicking me in the face. Yeah, I got my ass kicked for like a solid like 30 seconds.
And Fed was never racist ever again.
Fed got better friends after that.
Dude, yeah. And then like everyone like came up to me and was like, don't snitch, dude. Like it'll be worse for you if you snitch. Oh. Like I never told anyone. I never told my mom, never told anyone. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Now you're telling it to just your private friends and nobody else.
You ain't gonna do shit now.
I know a lot of my friends didn't like it when people would go up to them and say like, oh, are you what ethnicity are you? Are you Chinese? And then they'd be like, and then they say yes.
No, what some kind of Asian are you?
Yeah, then they'd be like, ask. Oh, ni hao. Like they say,
oh,
like,
they say that,
yeah,
too.
They
ni hao.
Say like,
I've gotten that in my Uber drive, like Uber drivers.
Uber drivers usually.
Like, I go in the car and they're like, Japanese.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Chinese. Ni hao. No.
Yeah.
Korean. 안녕하세요. I'm like, why are you doing that? You'll get it one day, bro.
I think at least for those people, they're not trying to be like racist. They're just trying to be like, you know.
Yeah, friendly.
Friendly.
But
it's like, hey, I know your culture.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of,
I
know.
Guess so too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just when I was in high school, I just get stuff like, hey, do you know Kung Fu?
Oh my God.
And then they're like, oh, what's up, Jackie Chan kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like things you don't, it's not like overtly racist, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of like casually.
Oh, dude.
I feel like racism against Asians is like really casual in general.
It's like, hey, you're very good at math, aren't you?
Yeah, it's like, it's casual. I don't know how to word it.
Dude, in high school, I feel like I'm going down the line. In high school, you ever guys have like, you guys were friends with people, but like there was one person in your friend group that would always kind of like semi-bully you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yeah. I had a friend, his name was Brayden. Anyways, he would always make jokes about like my heritage. And he'd be like, we'd be in a bus and he'd like see like farmers like plucking strawberries and like oranges and shit. He'd be like, hey, Fed, it's your parents over there.
Oh,
oh, it's your cousins, oh Fed. God. Look, everyone, look, it's Fed's cousins. Everyone wave.
Wow.
Yeah. And like that would just go on and on. Like it would never stop, man. Wow. Until like, I don't know.
You need to an extent, like jokes between friends, close friends, is like, okay.
Yes.
But if you're not close to them and you make, it's like, there's a line.
I think it's okay to like joke around like you do with the Coco movie. I think it's hilarious. But like you gotta like make the effort to like make me feel okay with it. You know what I mean?
Sure. We also have a safe word, just a flag.
Yeah, yeah.
We all have a safe word now.
We all have the same safe word.
Why do we have the same safe word?
So to sum it up, racism bad.
Yeah, racism.
Dude. You know, I know in Korean there's one. I think there's one in Chinese where the word sounds like the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
When you're saying like that or
that
like
or this or something.
There was
a
streamer from Lexian LS who got in trouble because he said the Korean word that sounds like the N-word. Mm. But he was also kind of doing it in a way where he was baiting a reaction. Where it's like, no, I'm just saying the Korean word.
That's, I think intent matters in that case.
Yeah.
There have been, I think there was one time I said something in Korean, like in a, I can't even say it comfortably now because people.
You can't say it. You can, you want me to say it for you?
Hyper bro.
No.
I'll say it for you. It's a Korean word, and it's pronounced nega.
No. I'll see you on live
stream. He said it so like.
Yeah.
Hyper, and what does that word mean?
Me that like, I'll do something.
Yeah, like it's a very common word to use.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually super common in Korean, yes. But I don't do it on stream because
yes.
You know.
In Chinese, the word that is pronounced nega, which is also very common because you use the word that.
Which has ruined me
a lot. Obviously, like when we speak in our native language, we have to be very conscious. Like when I go out with my mom and I'm speaking to her in Chinese. And we would like be near a black individual, my mom would be like, careful, don't say that word. because like she's very sensitive, she doesn't want to offend anyone. Mm-hmm. Like even my mother, who's like 60 years old, you know, mm-hmm. Asian lady, is like, yeah, don't say that word.
Even her, holy fuck.
Yeah. Hmm. yeah, racism bad.
Racism bad.
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 Has there ever been a case where racism was good?
Good racism? I've seen some like funny like
Family Guy
in movies guy. Like yeah, or like yeah, even in like family like your modern shows like
comedy?
Yeah, comedy, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Racism is used in a comedic way.
A lot of stand up.
Lots of
stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stand-ups cater to, like, their own stereotypes and et cetera.
Do you think it's, like, taking the easy way, the easy path?
Yeah, ironic racism.
I think it is.
If you're a minority comedian and 90% of your jokes is the fact that you're a minority. And
like,
you can...
Yeah, I think it
is. I also feel like stand-up comedians, like, draw a lot from their own experiences, right? Mm-hmm. And they probably had to, like, if you're a minority, have to deal with racism and stuff like that. It's easy to joke about because you've experienced it. Mm-hmm. Like, I find myself joking about, you know, myself too, just because, like, I've experienced it and I can relate to it. But, yeah.
Someone said something in chat. It said, comedy sucks now. Everyone gets offended.
Yeah. I think said, I remember...
Sold them King 77.
Was it Simpsons or Family Guy? Like, some big show said they weren't going to do, like, racism... Like, racist jokes or some sort of thing anymore because, like, people... Like, they just don't think it's right or whatever. And then people were complaining because they're saying, like, that was, like, why the show was good. I can't remember which one it was.
The Simpsons?
It might have been Simpsons. Like, people got upset about it, though.
Oh,
they had Apu from The mm-hmm. Simpsons. Mm-hmm. Like, because he has a very stereotypical Indian accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 7-Eleven worker guy?
Or yeah.
Cookie Mart?
Thank you, come again.
Wait, he's not in the show no more?
I don't know. I know there was a big thing about it. Like, he doesn't get voiced anymore, but yeah, I did hear about that.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in a while. I heard there was an esports episode. I want to watch that.
Oh, I saw it, and it was okay.
Well, I thought he was
Lily won't. Lily won't like it, actually.
Wow, you think my tastes are that like sophisticated?
Why did I say this? Fucking hell! Now she has. Now her head's so big.
How do you guys feel about Kim's Convenience Store and like
Kim's Convenience?
I started watching that.
Yeah, how is it? Do you think they did like depict it like?
So for context, can you describe Kim's Convenience's
It's like a setup. It's like about a Korean family that owns a convenience store
in Toronto, Canada.
In Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen the show. My mom loves it apparently because she feels like connected to it.
I saw one episode with you.
I'm Korean. I like.
Did they make any like race-based jokes?
They make fun of themselves a lot. Like it's very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode is about gay people and transgendered people and Koreans. It's just like it's very self-aware. I don't know how to word it without. You should check it out. It's on Netflix. Korea, woo, 대한민국.
Yeah, like I watched Fresh Off the Boat and I liked it.
Fresh Off the Boat was really fun. I love shows that cater more towards like mm-hmm. like Asians in general because it's like really nice to see it's about Koreans,
as long as
you
don't make
right?
it really like
overly
over the top.
Yeah, I love George Lopez.
No one's ever said that, not even Latino people.
All right.
Randall Park is great.
I thought it was a good Park. Show.
Constance
Wu is bae.
Yeah.
Fucking...
What?
We need more Mexicans in this house.
We need more Koreans in this house.
No, we already have too
Chinese
much.
Chinese in this house.
No, we have too much of those too. We need...
Bubble, dude. Bubble.
And we need...
Abort!
Abort! He almost said it.
We need people who are qualified for their job.
Regardless of their skin color, right?
Regardless of their skin color, gender, sexual orientation.
Exactly. Diversity for the sake of diversity. Do you think that's a form of casual racism too? I don't know why I asked that.
Oh, this is like a whole new
anyway thing. Moving on
to sexism. Is it okay for Hooters to only hire women?
Wait, is this a legitimate topic? I can't tell.
The host has asked.
Yes. Isn't that sexism?
Elvon, go for it.
Yeah.
In a work setting, it's like, yes, it is. I don't think it's right. But the people who are hiring, the managers and stuff, they'll do it anyway. Like, you know, they're not going to hire someone because they're a guy, but they're not going to say it. And it's not going to be written anywhere. That's just how the system is.
It's their brand, too. Yeah. Like, you go to Hooters, you expect...
What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. You expect girls, right? I've never been to Hooters. I actually want to go there one day.
You just want to go to Hooters?
I heard their wings aren't that bad. So
no, their wings are good.
No, you don't go for the wings. You go for the titties.
I go for the titties.
But have you been to a Hooters?
Absolutely. When I was 18.
And when you're there, are you just like...
Yeah, duh.
So when you make your order, do you even look at them in the eye?
What the fuck? Dude, that's the whole point of Hooters. No, I'm kidding.
Kidding about what? Have you been to Hooters?
Offline TV goes to Hooters.
Yeah.
That would be a good video, actually.
Yeah, and I clickbait the heck out of it.
And I would avert my eye because I respect women.
Yeah, but I used to work in HR.
No, you appreciate like them, so you look.
What?
See what I mean?
Alright, for this part, alright Sean, you might have to put it on emote only mode. / emote only. Now, we're not gonna talk about the Avengers content because we haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can talk about what we think might happen, right?
I hope Ant-Man goes up Thanos' butt and expand. And make him explode from the inside.
Has there been a scenario where like Ant-Man is like gone like that small and like
inside someone?
Yeah.
He's gone inside Iron Man's armor.
Okay.
In a human body? Not that
hypothetically.
Enough.
That's like
not
the
small enough to go into him.
That's such a good way to kill someone. Think about it. Like,
go up their ass? Yeah.
Not going up their ass even, but like through their nostrils, any airway that you have, mm-hmm. go inside them and then enlarge to your regular side, then they would expand from within and probably just explode and die.
Just like,
like the laws of physics dictate either you burst out or you get squished trying to be big.
Couldn't he poison him? You know how like those ants poison the crabs? They crawl inside the crabs. And poison.
Yeah,
them
no,
and
no.
Stuff
I
like
actually
that.
Think
yeah.
if you go inside the body and then, like, put. Like, Ant-Man actually has so much potential. He's one of my favorite Marvel superheroes for the amount of potential they have untapped. They have, it's not even tapped into, you know what I mean? Whew. But yeah, Thanos is awesome. Go on.
Mm-hmm. There's also a physics problem. They said Ant-Man retains his density.
That's true, but
so when he's like super small, mm-hmm. like he has the power of a regular man still.
Oh,
so when he punches, it still hurts like
so
a regular man.
So he can still go inside you and then like sit on your fucking heart and crush it or something, right?
Yeah.
Can you just like pound someone's heart?
Yeah,
like,
kill them like that.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is when he expands to a super giant and he can pick up trucks, doesn't that not make sense? Because if you can't pick up trucks as a normal man, it's ruining my immersion. Because that's the rule they set.
When he's really big, he can't pick up like trucks?
He can pick up trucks. Oh. But I was told he's supposed to retain a relative amount
of power.
Maybe
it's just like one way. When he's small, he retains the big form. But when he's big, he gains more. Just because he has a lot more mass too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, logically, it makes sense that he should be able to pick up a truck. There's no logic in the Marvel universe. There really isn't.
You shouldn't ask questions.
Just talking.
Accept it.
So if we were Marvel characters...
No, we've done this too many times. Are you guys excited for the Avengers?
I'm so excited. Like, I hate talking about it because I just want to fucking watch it, dude.
Dude, we're watching it soon.
Yeah, after today, we'll be immune to spoilers.
Yeah.
I'll finally be able to stream. Feels good, man.
Never mind.
Lily, do you know what happened?
Yes. You guys are gonna love it. Like, it's good. 3 hours of just...
Wait, anything that comes out of your mouth now?
She's raising our expectation. Now it's gonna be bad.
Now, like what she said about the expanding part, like what if she like knows something?
If there's a part where Ant-Man expands up Thanos' ass, it's okay if it gets spoiled.
I don't spoil.
I swear to God.
You don't need,
just
you
knowing really. That she knows.
It's like, really good. Like, it's going to be so good. Rarely do I get excited just from reading the plot of a movie.
It's going to be shitty, right?
It's actually going
to
be really
good. Right. Let's talk about the assholes on the internet who make it their life missions to spoil the movie.
Yeah. Listen, they just want attention in their life. And that's the only way they're going to get it.
So you're calling them pathetic losers?
I'm not calling they're them sad. Pathetic losers.
They're sad, what? So they want to make other people sad.
Or sometimes assholes are just assholes for the sake of being assholes. There's no rhyme or reason why they act like the way they
no,
do.
No, there's a psychological reason.
I feel like sometimes people are just dicks because they're dicks.
People are dicks because they're looking for some kind of fulfillment, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I agree.
And reaction from people is an acknowledgement of your existence.
Yeah. Also, they could be projecting too. Maybe they have a hard life and they're like, you know what? I'm miserable. I'm going to make other people miserable.
Exactly.
I think a lot of it is projection as well. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know. Dicks can
also, just maybe it's just funny.
Yeah, that's what
That's what Fed would say if he spoiled something.
It's just funny.
He almost spoiled something for me in Game of Thrones. Wait, he also. Okay, actually, I shouldn't talk about it.
No see, spoilers. Yvonne's trying to catch up. Are you caught up? Because tomorrow's a big day.
I can't watch 4 seasons in one day.
No, you have to watch tomorrow's episode.
Okay, I just finished season 3, and there's the Red Wedding episode. Alright, that I heard wonders
dude,
about.
Yeah, Yvonne started to watch the Red Wedding episode, and I left the room and like, what do I do, dude? I just like,
just
watch
it? Yeah.
What was your reaction?
I recorded it.
Oh, you recorded it? Perfect. That people love Red Wedding reactions.
It was crazy. It was
juicy.
I can't talk about it. I shouldn't talk about
No. Everyone's seen a Red Wedding
really?
Right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it's like, it's so iconic in the Game of Thrones.
I thought, okay, if you haven't seen it yet, cover your ears. I'll give a 2-second thingy. But
this part sucks.
I know. It's like watching everyone die.
Yeah.
Just screaming.
What was your initial reaction?
So I was pretty focused because everything was like very intense. It was just going on. And then the mom is like begging for them to like let her son go, let Rob go. And then Rob, you know, whatever.
Right until the moment he got stabbed, did you think, all right, this is it. This is where they get saved.
Yeah, I thought he could live and maybe the mom dies. But not only that happened. Okay, when they stabbed his pregnant
the
wife.
Pregnant.
Oh my god.
That
fucked me up.
That
was such
holy
a grisly
shit, what the fuck
scene.
Is going on?
Oh my god, did you just stab her belly? Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
And then not only that, but like when the mom saw him die, I thought like oh my god, she's gonna suicide because she's just standing there, like she looked lifeless.
Oh, dude.
And then this guy pops up from behind and slices her neck. I'm like, oh, that was when I screamed.
How does it feel to know you just spoiled Game of Thrones for thousands of people?
Wait,
there's zero people.
That's true. Everyone has seen Game of Thrones.
But I was like, oh man, it was so sad. I was like, this part fucking sucks.
It was pretty
it does
masterfully
suck.
Done.
It is.
Yeah, it was done well.
Because it's like it impacted you so much, you know?
It was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Have you guys been spoiled for anything? Game of Thrones or Avengers?
I mean, I've read some things about Avengers, but like I don't know what to believe. It sounds pretty ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, like people dying, and I'm just like, that's a superhero movie. People don't die, right? Am I right, guys?
Kind of doesn't really have a lot of people dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, a lot of these superheroes already have sequels planned for next year. So
this
you're like,
true.
Well, I guess that I'm pretty sure they're not going to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's like, I haven't been able to watch a hype movie without knowing what's going to happen ever since I started streaming.
Fuck, dude.
Like, it happens and it sucks. Like, oh, I guess it's, you know, it's kind of ruined. But like, so much people try and still spoil it. For me, and by the time I read it again, it's like,
no.
But you already
this
like.
This is why I always like. I've always tried to like buy tickets like the
day
the hour they're released, not even the hour, like the minute for Star Wars. Like I was the first 10 people to like buy seats. And then the whole app crashed.
That's what we need to do. We might get advanced tickets to Detective Pikachu.
Yeah,
Detective Pikachu is a movie. And we might be able to see it ahead of time.
You excited for the movie?
Yeah.
No, I'm not excited.
Everyone's excited. Of course,
I'm very excited. How hyped are you for the movie on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, can we all say it at the same time? Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1. 10.
Wait, that bitch said 9.
Get out.
What the fuck, bro?
I thought you guys were gonna say different numbers.
Wait, why a 9? I need her to explain herself.
She can't explain herself. I'm very, very excited.
I'll beat the shit out of you, man.
Again, like, I watched all the recaps, but it's not like I can remember all the movies so well. If I'm a 10 out of 10 excited for this, how excited would I be for a franchise or a series that I was heavily invested in?
I like your
you know
prince.
What I mean?
She's not heavily invested in Marvel movies.
Pokey would be Black Widow.
Aw, thanks. She's so hot.
Yeah, you hot. Got it.
What the fuck?
I'm pretty hot. Who would I be?
You're Peter Quill.
Yeah.
Star-Lord.
Yeah.
I know. Wait, that's better than
you're
Raccoon.
Raccoon.
She said
yo,
I was a raccoon.
What's up, pal?
Yo, get out of here.
Yo, you're my buddy.
No, I don't want to be buddies.
But I'm the captain.
No, this is completely off topic. You know what game we should play one day?
What game?
It's a game where it tests our like team building skills almost and how in tune we are with each other. Everyone
so
closes.
We can lose fast?
Everyone closes their eyes without any cue, no hints whatsoever. Try to count from 1 through 10. Without interrupting each other. Two people can't say the same number at the same time.
How many people?
Wow. This is fine. I don't care.
All right, let's do it.
Ready?
Everyone, close your eyes.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
One.
Well, you motherfucker! What the fuck? I'm the host. Of course I go first. What's wrong with you?
We're not in tune. All right, yeah. Again.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go. 1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
You
yay!
Didn't
we did it, yeah. Everybody!
We didn't have to say anything. I hate you.
What? Thomas, you
we hit 10. Okay, my strategy is to give you guys the success and the glory.
Oh my god, Toast.
Some would say I had the hardest job.
But the actual game, you stand in a circle and it's like, I think way more than 10, like 20 or something. Mm-hmm. But it's like, after a certain point, you start to like understand. It's one of those improv games. It's really fun. Sorry, anyway.
Telepathy. Yep. Building
our telepathy. We're getting in tune with each other. Pokey, on a count of 3, tell me what number you're thinking of, 1 through 5. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Try that
did
with
I
me.
Did I not say we were just ready? Hold on.
1 through 5?
Hold on. I'm just looking at you. I need to like get in tune. Touch fingertips.
Okay.
Okay. Someone count this down.
3, 2, 1. 5. 1. 5. Wow.
You know what? I was actually going to say 1, but I switched it to 5 last time.
I was thinking of 1 or 5.
Yeah.
See, we're kind of there. Pokey and I were vibing. Fed and I were not vibing.
We're not vibing, bro.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Avengers? Superpowers? That's superpowers. If you guys had any superpower, what would it be?
Okay, now we've done this question too many. Let's move on to the Sean question of the day. The Sean topic. Prince William allegedly caught cheating on Kate Middleton.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine being a fucking prince, marrying a girl that is way out of your attractiveness league, having multiple children with her, and then cheating on her? Can you imagine?
Wow,
that she went in hard.
Is this what you're invested in, Pokey?
Yes, I would watch a movie about this.
Yeah. I mean,
she wasn't royal, right? That's why it was like a big deal.
Rose Hanbury is the Marchioness of a small like county. It was like her husband is like super old, and he was the Marquis of something, which makes her the Marchioness of something. Mm. It's all very like British royalty, you know.
British royalty.
I don't think there's any evidence. I mean, I have zero clue about the royal family.
Yeah, they've been very quiet about it, I think. And even when you
which
try to search up
true.
Articles, like you don't see a lot of it. Being
do you know
out
what the
there.
Prince's favorite drink is? Royal tea. I'm sorry. I don't
Can
know
we
anything
focus
about
on Prince William's infidelity.
I don't know anything about this.
But you would imagine if you're a prince, you can never do anything shady, right?
Yeah, you're heavily scrutinized under the public eye. But I think shady people are gonna shade, you know what I mean?
They're gonna do this.
They're gonna do it no matter what their position.
Doesn't like being a prince doesn't stop you from being a shitty.
Wait, so this guy's
shitty things, I
this
guess.
Guy's married?
He's married.
With children.
Mm-hmm. Holy
Their
shit.
Their wedding was like such a big
Dude, he's
deal.
He's actually retarded.
He's literally royalty.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Oh my god, you're gonna piss off so much British people.
Sure. Dude, how do you do that? Holy crap.
The wedding
As a
was
prince,
like a huge, huge thing.
I mean, back then. Your wife and kids?
Yeah.
Come on, Prince.
Okay,
not,
these
right?
rumors are unsubstantiated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also not denied.
Allegedly.
And it's all very
not
allegedly.
Denied.
Yeah, where's allegedly. The evidence?
Not yeah. false, lol.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. But do you think, if proven, Prince William can save his reputation?
I mean, I think he has to, right?
I think with godly PR, anyone's capable of saving their reputation.
All right. Lily, Lily, you're the PR manager for Prince William, and he just got cheating, caught cheating. What do you say?
I quit.
But it's doable, though. At least we've seen it on the Twitch scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a little different because a Twitch streamer has less reputation than a prince of England, right?
People do forget very quickly, though.
Yeah,
that's a sad
you'd be surprised.
Thing. Yeah,
a new thing always. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look at our Twitch scene, whatever, and it's like new drama every fucking week about something different, and then people don't remember what happened like 3 weeks ago. It's just it's constantly just replacing one after another.
Fuck this prince guy, dude.
At least he wasn't king.
Yeah.
Who? But, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been false rumors. We don't know.
Yeah.
What false rumors have you had to destroy? Reddit thought Yvonne was gay?
Wait, what?
Wait.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Wait.
You guys don't even know this. Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm friends with this girl named Daphne, okay?
Okay.
She was, like, the girl who is, like, Officer Caitlin in Double Lift's interview.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And every year there's a Reddit thread. It's like, hey, it's the anniversary of the Officer Caitlin video with Double Lift. I don't know why. It's always on Reddit. And then we were,
Did you come over that one time?
Yeah, she did. She did. She stayed over
and
with
she
us.
She slept with you in your bed?
Okay. I'm trying to tell a story here.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
So anyway, fuck you.
Sorry.
But basically, one of us made like some Happy National Girlfriend Day post, and we just post like pictures of us together, you know, just on Twitter and stuff. And then everyone on Reddit, when that happened, like when it was the annual post time, they're like, "Yeah, apparently she's lesbian now. She's dating this girl." Links my Twitter. Double Lift turned her gay. Like all this kind of stuff. So that's pretty much it. So Reddit detectives pretty much just decided
Reddit
that we were dating.
Are something else.
Yeah.
So I have one. Oh my god! Recently, I'm sure you guys have seen this. Recently, whatchamacallit? Me, Destiny, and Hassan were on a podcast, and and I said something about how I didn't get to see Destiny all of TwitchCon, and then Destiny said something about how he didn't get to see me or Hassan, and then boom, everybody just saying very inappropriate things about me and Hassan, even though the very next day on Destiny's stream, he clarified, he was like, "No, I was just saying I didn't get to see either of them. I wasn't implying anything about them hanging out together at TwitchCon." And he was like, "I would have roasted Pokey way more if that was the case." And he like made a joke about it. Regardless, it keeps getting brought up. And that thread had like so many upvotes. It was dumb.
People love shitting on Pokey, man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you read those threads? I read it. I'm like, dude.
Every time there's a live stream fail drama or Twitch drama, It feels like the question is, how do we make this about Pokemon?
They care so much.
There was there was a girl who's recently popular who plays with birds, and then everyone's like, she's prettier than Pokemon.
But the title said scuffed Pokemon, and then all the comments are just people fighting about whether she's more attractive or
that's
less
so
attractive.
That's so insulting
than
me. To like both parties. You know, one for being compared in the first place, one because she had nothing to do with it, you know? It's like, oh.
Yeah, like even the TF Blade stuff, like,
I'm so
it was
white.
Popular. And then one day later, number one, the Anivia incident. This is Pokimane again. And it's like, yeah, I get the comparison, but we don't have to turn everything into...
I think it's because, well, one, she's very popular, so mentioning her will get the views, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know why else people would care so much.
I just feel bad. Like, I feel like I'm easy such like, a controversy, and I don't know, like, how not to be. If that makes
that's
sense.
That's impossible. Your grill streamer, the most popular on Twitch by far. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The best no you can space. Do is you do you, boo.
I understand, Pokey.
We got a white knight for her harder, so she introduces us to Taylor Swift. You get my drift. Oh right? My
apparently, God. You know Taylor Swift. Is that true?
No. Brandon, who knows Taylor Swift? Yeah. Hey, Pokey, I've been white knighting for you for 3 years now. I've been
Pokey, I need
to
see Taylor Swift. I need.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie. If I'm gonna get anyone to meet Taylor Swift, it's gonna be Toast. He's a real fan.
Brandon Yuri.
You can be number two, and then Yvonne number three.
Wait, what about me?
No. Yvonne's crying. She can be number two. Can be number three.
I just want to meet Brandon Yuri.
Okay, you can be number one on that list.
Okay, all right, cool, we good. I will continue white knighting for you, m'lady. I feel my efforts have truly paid off. I'm cashing it.
I'll refund the $1,000 donation. Don't worry.
But yeah, whenever you're popular, like me with the Hearthstone subreddit, it's like, how do we turn this event to shit on this guy we don't like or this person we don't like?
I think if you're just really popular, you're gonna get haters. It's to be expected, right? Yeah. Just gotta accept it, right?
It's just annoying because, like, I want to, like, take constructive criticism, but then sometimes it's just, like,
sometimes
it makes no sense to
me. All right.
What's the next topic? I'm so bored.
No. What we need to do is give Pokey constructive criticism now.
Yeah.
Lily, you start. A real constructive criticism.
I need to think about this. Hold on.
All right, Fed.
An intervention.
Fed, do you have a constructive criticism?
Just focus on yourself, dude. That's all you gotta worry about.
That's not really.
Yeah, that's all you
gotta
worry about.
Just ignore the haters. Have you thought about doing that?
Yeah, bro.
Like,
fuck
the
haters.
Haters are just tsundere fans.
Honestly, there's so many bad comments out there. I choose never to read them. Mm. And I'm chilling.
I mean, there could be like just 100 mean comments that you're just like whatever, but there's gonna be one that kind of like gets you occasionally.
I think that's just human nature. Yeah. One, like, we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. We're not infallible.
Nice take.
Thanks, Tuck. All
right, so back to on topic. Yvonne is gay.
What
are we going to do about that? Yvonne, what? Anyone here ever had a gay experience? No judging.
Gay experience? What does that mean?
Have you ever kissed a girl?
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Remember that song?
Honestly, I wish.
I mean, we can like easily remedy.
Honestly,
that.
I wish.
Wait.
Would you guys
down.
Kiss each other?
I would.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for then?
I would do it.
Toast, would you kiss me?
Hell no, bitch.
$100,000
for alcohol, and I'm not.
Toast. I'm waiting for alcohol, and how can we turn this into
content?
But you, like, how can we like maximize the profits of this?
Toast, $100,000, kiss me.
I think.
What? You guys should just like kiss for fun.
I think it'd be cute.
It would not be fun.
Toast has
for
to.
Anyone.
Toast has to be bought though.
I would do it for content.
Right, content.
Oh. I would kiss a guy for content. Okay.
Chat, right. You hear that? Toast would do it for $100.
I wouldn't
donation.
Do it for money. I would do it for content.
Okay.
Mm. We're just gonna have a competition.
It needs
Yo,
to be
Mark.
Like a dare, like oh, like a bet or something, yeah, yeah. Right? If you lose, you kiss someone, or if you lose, you I don't know.
Also, definitely no tongue.
It's cool to kiss other male streamers.
Okay.
Who's that? It's XQC in Greek.
I also saw Mr. Mootin kiss someone on stream.
That's cool.
Yvonne, would you kiss a girl?
I kiss
happened
Yvonne.
Before, but it's kind of like confirmed lesbian.
The Reddit detectives are right.
Was it Daphne?
Okay, no, it wasn't. But like, it's kind of awkward at times. Okay, personally, I'm not like really, I'm not comfortable with it. But if like, it's a girl that I don't really know that well, and then like we're at a club and she's like, oh, okay, I kiss you, like you're so cute, and it's just like a friendly like thing, it's kind of hard to say.
Don't you know how girls bond, you know? Is by kissing.
Yeah.
Legit,
oh,
dude, like they do that.
Oh, dude, at Coachella there were so many girls kissing other girls. I was like, what the fuck, why can't like I get some of this
love. It's like, oh my gosh, you're so cute, I love you so much. It's like, just like,
it's like tongue action too. Though, like, what the fuck,
I'm not sure about tongue action.
That's a step up.
Yeah,
the tongue isn't that weird.
Okay, but there's no tongue.
Okay, tongue is weird.
Was there no tongue?
There was no tongue.
All right.
It's just a peck.
So you would kiss Fed for content?
Or any guy in general.
But so you would kiss me?
For content. You are any guy, yes.
Fuck you.
Wait, but you're any guy. Like, you're not special or anything.
It's a kid. It doesn't matter. It can happen.
You Fed. Kiss toes. Make it into a video. This guy's toes kiss.
You can't just kiss and then make that into a video. The kiss has
people would watch it. There are some stupid 10-second, 12-second videos.
It will be
there.
Like a punishment thing. Like, I failed the challenge.
Yo, we're going to EDC, dude. Let's go. No?
Fed, have you kissed a guy?
No. Never.
What about on the cheek?
My family.
Oh.
No.
Lily, what about you? Kiss the girl?
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay. But in the same way as a mom. Like, oh, I love you. That kind of stuff. I was drunk.
And girls are weird as shit.
No, it's great.
When can I kiss Pokey?
After the cameras are off.
Did it really happen? It was if it was off camera?
No, we will film it. We will never let that happen without recording it.
Yo,
that would be a tragedy.
Place a little camera everywhere, not to miss the moment.
That would be so bad.
What do
you
mean
bad? I mean bad if we didn't record it.
Yeah, so it would be such a waste.
Oh.
To sum it up, Yvonne is gay.
Okay, so what we got? Racism bad.
Racism
Yvonne
bad.
Yvonne gay.
Yvonne gay.
Don't say the N-word.
Guys, come on.
And Toast will kiss Fed.
Confirm. Toast will kiss Fed
any
for
guy.
Content.
Any guy.
No, you said Fed.
Is there anything else?
All right, wrapping up here. Do you guys have any, Yvonne, do you have any plans coming up? Trips?
EDC.
Events. EDC.
Mm-hmm. EDC.
We're all going to EDC.
But, you kissed Albert, right? For his birthday.
I fake kissed. It looked like on camera like I kissed him.
You kissed him?
No.
I saw your lips touch his cheek.
Oh my god, this is Monka.
Fuck, I'm doubting myself.
did I fucking kiss him?
So, EDC. So what is EDC, you know?
Electronic Daisy Carnival.
Where you're under the electric sky.
What did I think it's
electronic dance?
I just feel like electronic dance.
Yeah.
Camp. Actually.
So the majority of offline TV is going.
I'm not sure.
Ideally, everyone.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If Lily goes,
I'll
go.
If Scar goes, I'll go.
No, what the fuck? Toast, you're going anyway.
If Scar goes,
Janet's
I'll go.
Going.
Scar goes, I'll go.
Scar goes, Albie says he'll go.
Are you going to kiss Scar for content?
Listen, I already confirmed everyone. I have arranged certain things.
Certain
happen.
Things?
Yes.
What do you mean by certain things?
I can't tell you because it's for content.
EDC. EDC.
Oh,
vlog.
Yeah. We're going to get lit. Homies. Oh.
Yo.
Dude, everyone's looking at us like these guys won't survive a day.
Yeah.
I love music. My favorite artist is Halsey.
When are we meeting for the movie?
In
very soon. Like
very
after
soon.
This.
Like right
minutes?
After.
Yeah, we'll just leave after this. Let's just go. Yeah, we'll like eat a bit, but,
We'll eat the popcorn at the movie theater.
Yeah. I want to get there early, so
Endgame.
You know.
I get tilted every time we make plans for the movie, and we all show up like fucking 10
I know.
Minutes
dude,
late.
I
and
know.
You miss like the
dude,
first 5 minutes.
You guys are late. All right.
I'm not late.
I'm always on time.
Like, hey guys,
I am always
this
on
happens
time.
So many times when we were late.
And at the ArcLight, they like play two like
commercials,
trailers.
And they start.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
not going to the.
Okay.
I mean, what's
going
on? Yeah.
We're going to.
I mean, luckily we're in the AMC.
Yeah, we're going to AMC. All right.
So, yeah, we got EDC for Yvonne coming up. What about you, Federico?
What's up?
Oh. Any plans or trips or events, streams?
I do want to go to Mexico as my next trip. Like, that's 100%. Like, that's, I'm set on that.
We should learn Spanish together, Fed.
I know Spanish.
Oh. I'm sorry. I don't
fuck
know
you guys. I speak Spanish fluently.
¿Tú hablas español?
Sí.
¿Cómo oh, sí.
Sí.
¿Te gustas women?
Me gustan las mujeres, sí.
Oh, las shit. Mujeres son... Mm.
Valamogulus. Valamogulus.
Wait, what the fuck? All
right, so Fed's going to Mexico and EDC and planning to go to Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay,
okay.
And what about you, Lily Pichu?
I am going to New Jersey.
When?
Oh, fuck. If I go to EDC, it has to be like right after.
Do you
then
see?
I'm going to Seattle.
What's in Seattle?
Do you have to, Lily.
Like, I have an esports event thingy with Albert at the Husky thingy. I don't know, remember what it's called. It's on the 25th, I think.
End of the month.
And then my brother is graduating. He's done. So I don't want to miss it. And his birthday's in like around that time. So
you would fly back for your brother's graduation? Yeah. I missed my sister's graduation. I don't give a shit.
Dude, my mom's making me go to fucking...
No, also my parents have been like, they miss me obviously because I live cross country. They're constantly cacaoing me. Hey, you're going to visit, right? And then like if I don't give... Hey, it's okay if it's just 1 or 2 days. Can you please come? I'm like, fuck. Yeah. I'll book your plane tickets for you. I'm like, fuck. All right, no, don't worry, mom. I'm going, don't worry. It's like... really sad.
So never mind, this is a personal conversation.
All right.
Yo, tell us, what if you and I were related?
What if you and I were related?
Like, would you be cool with that? Like, imagine I was like your like brother-in-law.
My that would imply you have to date my sister.
Yeah, like,
oh, I have to bang your brother.
Oh, I mean the first one.
Wait, why can't it be the second one?
I mean, the second one's cool too.
Huh? You got a problem against your brother being Kappa Pride?
I mean, my brother is a straight arrow, so I mean, I know that about him. So
I can't turn him.
No, you can't.
Hey, you can date my brother. I'm sure he'd be down.
You have a sister?
No.
Fuck.
Just a brother, sorry. I always wanted a younger sister, though.
Yvonne, do you have a sister?
Or are you older
sister?
I'm
an only child, but...
Oh.
Well, you are?
Damn.
I've always wanted a sibling. My mom had a miscarriage before and after me. I was the one that made it out.
Oh, no, you're the survivor. You're like Sasuke Uchiha.
No.
You've absorbed their life essence.
No,
I didn't. And that's why she's so powerful and organized.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
I liked having a sibling. It's like, I don't know, you grow up with someone.
Nice.
But then you probably got like spoiled, right? Like all your parents' attention.
Where are
you.
Your new siblings now?
Yeah.
But
can I call you Yvonne One-chan? One-san?
One-san. Oh God.
Big sis Yvonne.
Ah yeah, now I remember. One-san? It was great growing up alone.
Alright, as for me. Nothing planned. Thanks for watching.
Wait, maybe
the 12th. Thanks. For watching.
Hey, you're going to EDC.
EDC.
Thanks. You're
literally
going to EDC.
Thanks.
Toast, Disguised Toast is going to EDC.
Confirmed on stream so he can't get out of it.
Thanks for watching the 12th ever Offline TV podcast. I'm glad you could join us. Now, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Why? What are they liking for? Like if you are against racism. Comment whether or not Yvonne is really gay.
Oh my god.
Come on.
And sub if you...
What? If you fight world hunger? Like, what do we...
what else did we talk about today?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
sub if...
If... You think the N-word is not... Okay. Well, no, that's kind of... Sub if you are human being.
If you don't sub, that means you're less than human.
Yeah, you're
less. You're like subhuman. Thanks for watching.